رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, as always, inshallah, Azawajal Hafiz Sahib is already with the mic in his hand, mashallah. We'll start with the tilawat and the kalam, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أفحسبتم أنما خلقناكم عبثا وأنكم إلينا لا ترجعون فتعالى الله الملك الحق لا إله إلا هو رب العرش ومن يدع مع الله إلها آخر لا برهان له به فإنما حسابه عند ربه وقل رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد مقصد بھی زبان پر آیا نہیں بن مانگ دیا اور اتنا دیا بن مانگ دیا اور اتنا دیا دامن میں ہمارے سمایا نہیں اللہم صل علی
MashaAllah Azawajal, beautiful tilawat and MashaAllah Azawajal, kalam by Hafiz Nadeem, MashaAllah Azawajal. Ji, pyare Islam bhaiyo, Alhamdulillah Azawajal, you're watching our program, Alhamdulillah Azawajal, as normal, MashaAllah Azawajal, we've got our panel of Muballighin with us, Harun bhai, MashaAllah Azawajal, with his beautiful green badge on, and Alhamdulillah Azawajal, Tawfiq bhai, MashaAllah, smiling as always, Adhakallahu sinnak, MashaAllah Azawajal. Ji, pyare Islam bhaiyo, and why we... Alhamdulillah Azawajal, why should we not smile? Because our topic for today is about kindness. Yeah, about kindness. And Islam is about kindness. Our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, throughout his life, alhamdulillah, he showed kindness and he showed mercy. And there is a very famous hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, مَنْ لَا يَرْحَمُ لَا يُرْحَمُ, that the one who does not have mercy does not deserve mercy. So alhamdulillah, in Islam we're encouraged to be kind to one another, to be encouraged to a kind to not even humans, you know, but Islam encourages to be kind to animals as well. And there are so many stories, mashallah Azawajal. Harun bhai, let's start off with yourself, mashallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ji, Hafizab, this concept of kindness and being nice to people and being nice to all the creation of Allah Azawajal is so fundamental to our very nature. These days we've lost contact with it because we think, as Khalid Bhai a few days ago was saying, we think being harsh gets results. We think that because some people do perhaps abuse your kindness, therefore nobody deserves it. But Allah Azza Jal, when Allah Azza Jal created the world, instilled into it mercy and kindness.
SubhanAllah.
You know, right from the very beginning, if it wasn't for kindness at the heart, then, you know, why would a mother go to such extremes to look after her children?
SubhanAllah.
It is that inbuilt kind of mechanism that Allah Azza Jal has put there. and the mercy of Allah knows no bounds. Then there's the love and affection and kindness between the father and the children. Then brothers and sisters have this bond as well. And gradually the society is based upon this kindness of the heart.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
What happens gradually is that we become selfish, and selfishness actually attacks kindness.
Ji.
When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam blessed this world, the state of the world was such that one of the fundamental ingredients that was missing was kindness.
Ji.
Slaves were being tortured, the poor were being oppressed, people were being persecuted, the, you know, mothers and sisters had no rights. There was no kindness.
There's an incident where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is hugging and kissing Hazrat Sayyidina Hasanain Kareemain, and the Sahabi comes in, he's newly into Islam, and he goes, "Ya Rasulullah, we've never kissed our children." You know, so that was the life before Islam, that people never used to kiss their own children.
There's no affection. That you've kind of hit it on the head. That was an example which kind of in moderation, but there's a more extreme example of some. So bad was the state that the father used to bury his own daughter alive,
Allahu,
and then used to turn around and feel proud, not regret it, not be upset. And this was the era that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and these were the people that Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the dars of kindness to. I mean, it was amazing. You know, we can't change our own brother. And the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, came to these people. Mashallah. These people were habitual gamblers. They were adulterers. They murdered for pleasure. They drank the blood of animals. These were the people who sold their own mothers at the marketplace. They buried their daughters alive. So there was no concept of kindness. You know, Allah Azza wa Jalla put us on this earth, and you know, we were given this natural instinct. There's the rights that you have with Allah Azza wa Jalla and the worship. And then also there is the rights of the people. And Allah Azza wa Jalla created those, and those are very, very important. Hukukullah and hukukul ibad.
Mashallah.
Now, you'll be questioned about that.
Yeah, mashallah, we're definitely going to talk about the hukukullah and the hukukul ibad especially. Tawfiq bhai,
you mentioned earlier, if you don't have mercy, you don't get mercy.
Yeah.
But here, a question was coming to my mind that, you know, if you were to meet someone and you said to him, "Are you a kind person?" Or if you ask a father, "Are you kind to your family members? Are you kind to your children?" You know, who's going to say that I'm not kind to
Allah?
Yeah, you know, naturally, you know, we don't see that part in us. You know, we don't see that, you know, we're not kind, or there's that defect in us. And the only way to, you know, identify that, if we just ponder upon our relations, you know, are people affected by my character?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, is my, you know, my children or my elders, my friends, especially I'm talking about the inner circle, you know, someone who you would spend most of the time with on
day to day. That's why they say, if you want to know about someone, ask his family.
Ask his family, and them individuals, you know, if they have questions about my character, there's something wrong.
Yeah.
And we need to realize that. And especially you mentioned about children, you know, loving children. A time has come that we're living in a time where, you know, we're fighting with the phones and you know, the addiction with games and other aspects. We struggle to give that real family time to our children, or quality time.
You know, when you talked about children, Tawfiq Bey, there was one thing I was studying an article, Harun Bey, and in that article he was saying that why is it that our children are, you know, growing up and to being aggressive, and because I've seen officers there, mashallah, Tawfiq Bey is, you know, in the madrasa environment as well, and I'm in the madrasa environment. You know, when you see children less than 12 years old, they're listening to the teacher, they're really kind, they listen to everything, they read their sabak and everything. But as soon as they hit 12, you know, they hit the teenage years, they just go totally, you know, AWOL. So one of the reasons is the video games, because a majority of the video games, I'm not going to mention any of the names of them, but what are they taught? That they're told aggression, killing, shouting, you know, mazallah, killing one another. So that's one of the things, and our children are being natured by these video games, and then we tend to complain, my son doesn't listen to me, because there's no, he doesn't see that kindness, because most of the time he spent is playing all these harsh video games.
You know, sometimes parents, they give so much to their children.
Ji.
They give them money, they give, you know, have parties for them on occasions, and they'll give them smartphones and all sorts. But what they don't give is that love, or from the tongue. They're very harsh. You know, just imagine the kids are messing about. I'm going to give a practical example. Now, many of us, we might have children with us at study time, and they woke up early, and but they're making noise. You know, they're not sitting in one place. Now, they're giving you a tough time. They're not letting you eat. Yeah, what do you do? You know, even during these moments in Ramadan, you know, we wouldn't be surprised that parents, you know, they will start yelling at children.
I was shocked, Tofiq. There was an instance I went outside madrasa. I was being the lollipop man, and one of the madrasa students, his father comes to pick him up. So his father's there waiting in his car, and he's peeping his horn. And he opens, as soon as he opens the door, you know, the beautiful words that came his father. Dafao jaldi bo andar. And I think, what's all this about? You know, so I stopped that father and I said to him, Paiji, you know, you're supposed to be teaching manners to your children. You're not even kind. Is that how you talk to your children? Oh, I'm really sorry. You know, what's the point saying sorry to me? Say sorry to this child. That's where they learn this kind of stuff, don't they?
That's what I was coming to as well. That, you know, sometimes, you know, we think that we do a lot for them, but with our tongue, you know, we don't say nice words to them. Yeah. What happens, the kids, your children, they start to feel that, you know, my parents don't love me. They don't like me. They don't care about me. I think it's a time that as parents, as elders, we need to express those feelings.
Beautiful.
Make them aware how much you care for them, how much you love them, you know, how much they mean to you. You know, on different occasions, make them feel that way.
You know, sometimes when parents say that, you know, our children don't spend time with us, they're always in their rooms. You know, you ask yourself a question. You know, maybe because you're not, you know, that kind of a person that they don't want to sit down with you. Whenever they sit down with you, first thing, you know, what did you do? Why did you do this? For why do you? So they know that there's going to be a whole list of do nots. Sit down.
Even if them parents who do be aggressive, you know, with their children, they don't do it because they don't like the kids. But from their point of view, you know, they're doing it to nurture them. When they see any single fault in the child, they want to rectify it.
But too much of that is not good as well, isn't it?
That's the thing. They need to upgrade the system.
Yeah.
You know, upgrade the nurturing style, because time has moved. You know, the way we used to, you know, bring our children 20 years ago, we can't use the same tools.
No,
we have to use the latest tools, modern techniques.
I
think there's a bigger problem here. I think the problem is that as the child is growing up, what we do is we use this as a babysitter. This is the problem. So that if my child can sit down and leave me alone for an hour, and it means that he can spend time on this playing games, yeah, I will let him. Now, very few parents check the games, right? I had an incident where, last year I think it was, you know, my little one said, everybody else is playing this game and I want to play this game. And I simply just checked on internet, and it gave you the dangers of that particular game, and it set it out. So I said, no. And I explained. I said, look at these dangers. I said, no, you can't. What people do have, Sav, is they actually use this as a babysitter. Now, this is a very important concept to understand, especially for our viewers. In the early times, when you give the child this phone, okay, he's playing innocent games, but he's getting used to spending 3, 4, 5 hours on this device. Now, as he gets older, this is where your 12-year-olds come in. As he gets older, he's addicted to this. Right?
Definitely, yeah.
Now, when he's 12, he isn't going to go on and play the simple car parking games and the car, you know, that sort of thing. No, he isn't going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
What he's going to do is look at the wider stuff, and that's where it corrupts the mind. And then you're saying that it takes out, you know, we're talking about our topic of kindness. How's that? A lot of the stuff that is on here for that level of child is actually corruption. Why? Because it takes out that kindness out of their hearts.
Yeah.
It makes almost kind of killing, you know, other human beings in a barbaric way acceptable. And this child sees that, he sees what's wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
And that must be doing damage not only to the brain, but also to the heart.
Mashallah.
And then how do you expect the child to be kind? You know, in our days, you'll remember that if you saw a little insect walking, you never dared kill it. You thought, that's a creation of Allah. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to kill that. And the parents used to say, better don't kill it. Pick it up. Go and put it outside.
Put it
on the side. You know, even if it's a spider, even if it's one of those ugly ones as well, they said, better not. You know, you can't just put a duty on it, no way. Pick it up, take it outside, or leave it, we'll do it.
Jee Tofiq bhai, kindness.
Early on, we were talking about being kind to your children. but the other aspect as well. As children, how kind are we to our parents? You know, you grow to teenage and you become an adult, you get busy with your life. And as you move on with life, you start spending less time with your parents. And a time comes that your parents are waiting for you. You know, just waiting for you so you can just sit with them. Just few moments. And some of us, you know, we make that step. We get a chance, half an hour here, 20 minutes there. We sit next to our parents. But them 20 minutes, we're actually staying with our parents, but at the same time, we're on the phone. So our focus is not towards our parents. Our attention is not towards our parents. Our parents are waiting for that smile from you. Now, if you can express this kindness to your parents, to your elders, and make them aware, you know, how much you love them. Mom, I love you. Father, oh Dad, I love you. You've done so much for me. I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you for all that love, all the care that you've done for me all my life. You know, these few words that mean a lot to your parents.
See, that comes through appreciation, though. The problem these days is that you've got these youngsters, and you know what they do have, Sam? The old man doesn't know anything. The old woman keeps nagging. And then they go on to say, what do you know? You know, you don't know anything about life these days. You know, we seem to know everything. But you need to stop there, because this person that you're calling the old man and the old woman, and you know, the teachings of Islam stop us from calling anybody that, but especially your parents. Oh, wow. These were the very people, Tawfiq Bhai, who, you know, you're calling them names now. These were the very people, you know, before you came into this world, they spent months thinking about a beautiful name for you.
Gee.
When you came into the world, they debated for days on end. Okay, this is our son, this is our daughter, what shall we call them? Give them the most beautiful of names. And today, because you've grown up, yeah, now you're giving them names and you're calling them the old man and the old nagging woman, astaghfirullah. You know, you should be, it's almost embarrassing to the extent that you should be ashamed of yourself, that these people are the very people whose love and affection nurtured you to what you are. And as soon as you stand on your own two feet, the very hand that you attack is the one that has fed you, has brought you up. You know, I get emotional about this topic. With, you know, there's a kalam by Mian Sahib, and they say, Jinnah, and it may sound harsh, this, but it's on the point. Jinnah tanaj ishq ni dachya kutte ona thi change. Malik de kar rakhi kar de sabar pukhe nange. I'll explain to you what it in essence is. You know, when the dog is tied outside a house, the dog will never turn on its master. You know, even if the master, Hafizab, keeps this dog tied up, doesn't feed it, and even if it beats it, the dog will never attack its master.
Subhanallah.
And what, you know, the Buzurg say is this: how bad are you as a child that the very people who have nurtured you and brought you up, was your kindness in your heart, that these are the people who are the essence of your world, and you're attacking them with your foul language and your disrespect? And this is what we need to wake up to. You know, kindness needs to start with your parents.
Subhanallah.
If you're not kind to your parents, you know, outside, when we go outside, it's one of these subjects which touches my heart, because when we go outside, when it's my mate, he can get away with anything. You know, if my friend says something, it doesn't matter, yeah, he's my friend, he's my mate, it doesn't matter, this happens between mates. And he can get away with everything. But Tawfiq, when my parents say something, and it's slightly where I dislike it, I have to, you know, shout at them and disrespect them. Why? Because it didn't go down too well. So, Bahir, you know, I can put up with my mates. They can say what they want. But the very people whose life evolves around me, they can't even say boo to me.
In that particular scenario where, you know, you lose your temper, you become angry. Now, it could be with your children, it could be with your parents, it could be with anyone you know. In fact, you know, I'll probably give you a little practical. And if someone was watching this program, if you can just close your eyes and just think of an incident where someone made you angry. You know, someone really took you to the line and you know, said something that really disturbed you, and you became aggressive with that individual. And before you actually became aggressive, just pause for a moment and think, whatever that person has done, even if it's your child, even if it's an elder person, whatever that person's done that's made you angry and you really want to, you know, give him something, in that moment just think, whatever that person has done and made you angry, you've done way more wrong in, you know, in the court of Allah. And in return, you want mercy from Allah.
Yeah,
yeah, and it's a time for us to reflect. You know, if we want mercy from Allah Almighty, we want Allah to forgive us, we want Allah to be kind upon us, then we have to be kind to our children.
Ji, Harun bhai.
Hussab, naturally, as we go on in life, we find that our heart becomes hardened. And we all look for solutions to try and make us better. Because, you know, one of the things is, when we're hard-hearted, we do know it, you know. Yeah. It's not like we don't realize. When if I'm rude to, you know, say Tawfiq bhai, and he walks away, I'll know that I've been rude to him. Now, there are two mentalities here. I can regret it and I can go and find him and apologize, you know. Or, well, he was in the wrong, so what? You know, yeah. And the shaitan here plays a very clever trick, officer. What he says is this: that doesn't matter. Look, the world carries on. It was his own fault. What are you doing? Why do you do this?
Because that's what he did, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what he did, exactly. Now, let me turn to what softens the heart and what brings mercy and love. You know, if you make a mistake, the best amongst you is those who turn to Allah in repentance.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of it. The unfortunate ones, the hard-hearted ones, are those. You have nigalti pe dar jaate hain, they say, right, I'm not moving there.
Yeah.
And the shaitan says, don't apologize. If I've said something nasty to Seth Tawfiq bhai, the shaitan will say to me, so what? Don't say anything to him. You're on a status. Why are you going to apologize to him? No, leave it. The arrogance kicks in. But the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal puts you back in touch with reality. Now that zikr, obviously, that is your five salahs. If you pray properly, when you go down, you know, if I was to, you know, I hope it never happens, but if I was ever unkind to Tawfiq bhai, and next salah, you know, my conscience would be saying to me that I'm prostrating in the court of Allah. Why was I rude to him? Or why did I, you know, persecute him or say something wrong to him? And in that salah, the zikr of Allah is giving me my conscience. Then, if I'm doing the zikr of Allah, why am I doing it? I'm doing it to please Allah. But then my heart will tell me that if you're trying to please Allah more than doing the tasbih, if you'd be nice to him, you would have pleased Allah more.
You know one thing, Harun bhai, mashallah, you mentioned a very beautiful thing, especially for those people who are, you know, mashallah, muballighin, and those people who are pious, namazi parizgar log, yeah, we need to be really more careful how we do, because I guess sometimes, you know, I've heard this many times, that people say, oh, what has your namaz benefited you? You don't even know how to talk properly. Yeah, what has your namaz benefited you? You don't even know how to deal with people. You know why? Because people are fed up. So the thing is because, you know, that kindness is not inside ourselves. Halanke namaz was there to make you kind. And I mentioned about Tawfiq bhai, you know, not only the people, but there are waqiyas about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam where a camel came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said something into his blessed ear. And the Sahaba ikram, they said, Ya Rasulullah, what did the camel say? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, he was complaining about his owner, that he wasn't being kind to him. You know, he wasn't feeding him properly and making him work a lot. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called the owner and told him off. You know, so this is a kindness the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam showing to the animals. You know, we are alhamdulillah humans, ashraful makhlukat. So we need to be showing that kindness. And who are the first people that we should be showing kindness? Is the zawil qurba, those people who are close to us. Yeah, and like you mentioned, I got this father, Harun bhai, the other day, who wanted some tawizat. And seriously, I mentioned this a few times. And the way he was talking, yeah, that, you know, we get people coming from outside, my friend, my son's friends, my daughter's sailies, they will come to our house. But the way they treat them is totally different to the way they treat me. Because if there was a dog, that would be treated better than I am. You know, that's astaghfirullah, the kind that we show.
I'll tell you where it is. You know, when we treat people with kindness, we treat them with kindness because we want something from them, and or we want to kind of manipulate the situation. If we treated them kindness for the right reason, which is the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. You know, what is the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal? The scholars write that the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal is this fear inside you that I don't want to do anything which displeases Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, when you're doing that, if you're being unkind to your own parents,
Gee.
You know, that is the worst type. And you are a fake. I'm sorry again. Yeah. If you're being nice to people outside, but you're being disrespectful to your parents and your siblings, you are a fake. And, you know, I'm not going to pull my punches there. Because what you're doing is this. You're not doing it for the sake of Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You're doing it because you want your mates to be happy with you. You want to be known as Jack the Lad. You want to be known as one of the boys. So you outside, you'll take anything. They'll take the mickey out of you and you'll still be loyal to them.
Yeah.
But at home, your poor mother's cooking for you day and night. Your poor mother is ironing your clothes, washing your clothes, doing all the duties. And yet still you were rude.
Yeah, we're going to continue with the topic inshallah as well. Tawfiq bhai is willing to say something, but we've got calls inshallah. Let's take them calls. We're going to have a kalam as well inshallah, and then we're going to continue with the topic.
Sallallahu alayka ya
کلام ہے ان کی مہک نے دل کے گنجے کھلا دیے ہیں میں امید کرتا ہوں آپ مل کر پڑھیں گے تو انشاءاللہ بڑا مزہ آئے گا
ان کی مہک نے
کھلا
Alhamdulillah Azawajal and viewers of Madani channel, you're watching our program. Alhamdulillah Azawajal. Today we've come with another beautiful topic, and we're discussing that a Muslim is kind hearted. So we're discussing kindness today.
There's a beautiful hadith pak in English. The words are, do good to those who wrong you.
Subhanallah.
And that's the best time to be nice to someone.
MashaAllah.
You can always, you know, show, you can express kindness, you know, in different forms, but the best form is when someone's being rude to you. That's the time you're being tested.
I can remember that other waqia where the Buzurg Rahmatullah Ali, he was called for a dawat and he was invited. So as soon as he went to the person's house, he knocked on the door and the person opened the door and he goes, "Gee, can I help you?" And he goes, "You invited me to your house." And he goes, "I didn't invite you." So he goes, "Okay, no problem." So he went away. So as he was walking away, he goes, "Oh no, sorry, come back." So he did that a few times. But he never got angry, and he goes, "Do you not get angry?" And he says, "No, I have, you know, learned to be controlling myself, and I am like a dog. You know, you said come to me, and now you said go away from here, and that is, you know." And there's a very beautiful hadith I want to read out, inshallah. And Harun bhai, mashallah, I want you to continue on that. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, "Whoever shows mercy, even when slaughtering a bird, Allah will have mercy on him on the day of judgment." You know, so even when you are slaughtering an animal, we were listening to Amir al-Sunnah's Madani Muzakara. Sometimes when people slaughter an animal, the families all together, and they're making, you know, they're making fun, they're cheering and they're clapping, ma'azallah. And you know, sometimes they haven't even, you know, cut the vein of the animal, and they start to take its skin off as well. That is zulm. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, he was so kind to animals. And all these kind of things we learn in Islam. And if we cannot be kind to our own family, our own children, then what chances do we have for other people?
Hafsab, there's another form of being kindness which we haven't touched yet.
Yeah.
And that is giving in the way of Allah.
Subhanallah.
Giving charity, doing sadaqah, giving your zakat, fitrana, nafli sadaqah in the way of Allah. You know, one of the afdal, superior sadaqah is to serve your own family members.
MashaAllah.
Yeah, and you know, this is something we struggle. Yeah, and you know, just imagine someone who wants to give a bigger donation in the way of Allah, but he naturally feels, look, it's not easy. I can't do it. I don't have that willpower.
Mm.
But I want to be able to do that in my life. And then the scholars mention that if someone wants to be able to give more charity in life, then what he should do, you know, before he gives that big donation, yeah, he should, you know, give something in the way of Allah on a daily basis.
Subhanallah.
Something small. Something daily basis. Now, these days, you know, you can have a sadaqah box in your own house. Now, every day, it's like you could call it £1 pledge. Put a pound there every day. Whatever small change, whatever you have in your,
you know, the beauty
for something in every day, and inshallah, if by doing that continuously, Ta will come, that your heart will open.
Subhanallah.
Become soft, and inshallah, the, and then when that opportunity comes to give in the way of Allah, you will be one of the first ones to give
the
way of Allah.
The beauty of that, Tawfiq bhai, is that there is no tag to it that this is how much sadaqah you need to give. You know, whatever you can give now, you know, alhamdulillah azawajal, because we're in, you know, such difficult times, we've never seen these times in our lives. Now every morning when you wake up, whatever you can afford, try to put a bit inside of the sadaqah box. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami has donation boxes all over, mashallah. And you know what Dawat Islami is doing regarding, you know, the feeding the poor people. Alhamdulillah, the target of Dawat Islami was to reach to 2.6 million people in Pakistan as well. And in the UK, in Rochdale, Fezane Medina, in alhamdulillah, Birmingham, Fezane Medina, in Glasgow, Fezane Medina, mashallah, Azawajal, Islami brothers. You know, this is part of Dawat Islami, and there are many other our Ahl Sunnat organizations donate towards them.
See, it comes back to our topic of today, because to give in the way of Allah Azawajal, you need to have that in your heart. There are very many people who are maybe millionaires, and they can't bring themselves to give in the way of Allah Azawajal. They try. You can get there's a lot of people you contact for alhamdulillah Madani causes and Dawat Islami, and you think, you know, and they can't, and there are some people, you know, they have very little, but whatever they have, they're willing to present it in the court of Allah Azawajal.
There's an incident, Harume, sorry, and they said that someone went to a really rich businessman, and they said that, look, you know, people are, you know, dying because of hunger, please give us some. And he goes, but they guy, we're in hard times, I've got money, yeah, but I want to leave him until, you know, Hudan Hasa, I might need him as well. And they go, that we knocked on someone else's door, very, very poor person, this is in Pakistan, and he goes, you know, whatever I had, you take it, give, feed them.
Allah.
So, you know, the one who didn't, you know, you only had a bit of it, gave everything. And the one who had, you know, millions touched up, he's keeping it for the rainy days.
It comes back to the heart again. You see, the heart's become hardened. And like I mentioned, the zikr of Allah Azawajal, the fear of Allah Azawajal, and then recitation of the glorious Quran, you know, that softens the heart. So you want to give in the way of Allah Azawajal. You know, the other problem is, we're away from the masajid. I mean, at the time now, obviously with the difficulty with this virus, the masajid are, a lot of the masajid are unfortunately closed. But even outside this, ask yourself how much time were you spending in the masajid. When it comes to giving our children, we can buy them hundreds of pounds worth of shoes. But you know, when the masjid of the Salana comes around, or, you know, giving in the way of Allah Azawajal, people are very reluctant. Now, you mentioned Dawat Islami, you mentioned the food packs. The work that Dawat Islami is doing at the moment all over the world is unparalleled, Hafizah. When it comes to Madrasatul Medina, thousands of children free learning the Quran, Nazra and Qaida. When it comes to the Darul Medina schooling system, thousands of children are under a school system where they're shown the Islamic teachings as well as the Dunyavi teachings, yeah? Then Jamiatul Medina's, you know, thousands of students becoming scholars of the Deen of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, absolutely free. This is what boggles me, you know, absolutely mesmerizing, that in this country you do a 3-year degree and you walk away with a £60,000 debt. How can Dawat Islami, we had Shiraz Madni here the other day, how can Dawat Islami take a youngster from Rochdale and 6 or 7 years, give him a 7-year course, 3 meals a day, as Khalid was saying, a room, accommodation, everything else, absolutely free, and give the world a scholar of the Deen of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And it's because people give in the way of Allah.
You know, when it comes to ourselves, you know, I've seen it many times. You know, sometimes people brag about it as well. Your restaurant is going, 50 pound bill, but that's why I can't get 60. Koi masla nahi, no problem. So when you go to a restaurant, you're willing to pay that tip to the waiter. I'm not saying don't pay any tips. You know, you pay £10 tip to the restaurant, and when it comes to Masjid Salana Chanda, Elan, for last year was 50 years, 50 pounds, because of these times, you know, we're having to increase the Salana Chanda to 100 pounds. Eh? And the thing is, it's like, you know, it's towards the masjid, it's not going to go into everyone, anyone's
house. See, the service that Dawat Islam is providing is so vast. Hafizah, if you look at all the books that Dawat Islam is printing,
subhanallah,
all the Madani work, look at Madani Channel,
mashallah.
You know, thousands, you know, over, I'd say, millions of pounds a day, because this is beaming out on Madani Channel English, Madani Channel Urdu, Madani Channel Bangla, and then all the mubalighs, all the lighting, all the camera, and thousands of pounds worth of fees. And yet, there are those kind-hearted people who are giving in the way of Allah. You know what the waswasas of the shaitan is? Oh, gee, we don't know if it's going to the right cause. We don't know if they're spending it. With your Dawat Islami, I think no matter who it is,
Alhamdulillah.
They all vouch for Alhamdulillah Dawat Islami. So when you're giving, in your zakat, in your fitrah, because what Dawat Islam has done is, this is what Nigrani Shura came on the other day, and now that you've raised it, I may as well just, you know, mention that as well. This was the time, Rajab Sharif, Shaban Sharif and Ramzan, where Dawat Islami gathered their main funds. Now, it was when this virus came along and there was a lockdown, people were starving, because the poor people had no, you know, they were working, earning an income and putting bread on the table. Amir al-Sundan Barakatul Aliyan knew that. They'd been running this organization since 1980. They knew that this was the main time, but they said no. Everything else comes secondary. The Ummat of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam comes first. So whatever we gather, we're going to work for the next few months and forget all our akhrajat. Allah Ta'ala will sort those out.
Mashallah.
Let's go and help the Ummat of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now, that jazbah of Amir al-Sunnat was there. But what we need to do now is say, okay, this pious wali of Allah has said that, you know, we've got this massive network, but let's go and help the Ummat of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We need to become that hand.
And mashallah, the beautiful thing, yeah, one of the person, mashallah, I know him and he goes, one of the beauties that I've seen is that Dawat Islami doesn't come outside, peep the horn and say, right, learn up now, sare, everyone make a line, we're going to have you on the video. They drop in outside the house, knocking on the door and walking away.
Even more mind-boggling than that, Afsab, in this pandemic, if anybody can give me an example of this, please text in, yeah? But, you know, everybody, the best they're doing is they're giving food packs, or they're doing something. What Amir al-Sunnat, this Madani search was amazing. You can get it, it mesmerized me. You know what Amir al-Sunnat said? There are some people who don't need grain or rice. So if you give them chawal, for example, they might have three bags inside. They might need piyaz. They might need atta. You might give them the wrong commodity. Why don't you give them the money so they can buy what they need?
Oh, no.
Look at the Madani search.
I can remember, you know, in the 2005 when the earthquake happened, they were interviewing some people, and this old man, you know, you feel sorry for these guys as well, and he goes, you know, everyone that's coming to me is giving me a tent around you know, everyone's giving me that. But Alhamdulillah, that's where Dawat Islami, because we're on the ground. You know, if we are giving ration to people in Mirpur, in Chakswari, Dadyal, Kotli, wherever, we've got people living there. They know the people there.
This is the beauty of the Dawat Islami distribution system. What happens is all over the world, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, by the blessings of the Nalani Pak and Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Dawat Islami has got a beautiful network.
Alhamdulillah.
Mubalig's working. Now, if somebody said to you, Hafizab, for your area, can you identify the people that you know that you work with in the masajid and around that area who really deserve this? You'll be able to identify him. I'll be able to identify him in my area. Tawfiq by Hafizab will be able to do it in their area. This is what Dawat Islam has done. They've used that network to identify the people. And then for you to go there and say, okay, Hazrat, we know that you are struggling. And there's special lists. This was really heartwarming. There are lists for Sadat Ikram.
MashaAllah.
There are lists for those people who have got a lot of children. You know, everything, yeah.
MashaAllah.
It's brilliant.
SubhanAllah. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, today we're discussing about kindness. Please, Afiqzai.
Hazrat, someone raised a question early on. Can you mention some tips to make the hearts a bit soft? I want to share some tips to beautify your personality, and they're very simple rules, and if you can, you know, listen to them and apply them in your life, inshallah, these rules, these tips, inshallah, will really help you and benefit you, not just for a short period but long term in your life, inshallah. Number one, whenever you make a mistake, admit it.
Subhanallah.
Now, admit your fault and ask for forgiveness. You know, if you're wrong, just say, look, I'm sorry. There's no harm in this. You know, just big hope and do it. And sometimes it's not easy, but look, from now on, you know, make that effort, inshallah. You will see the benefit.
Mashallah.
Inshallah. And that's one. Second, if you're talking to someone and that person, sometimes you feel that, look, he's talking irrelevant, or he doesn't have the caliber to talk on this topic. Regardless of, you know, what his caliber is, you know, appreciate others.
Listen to those people.
Now, let him speak. Now, let him say whatever he wants to say, and then, you know, answer him accordingly. You know, how the how you, according to his intellect. You know, mention whatever you need to do, but give him appreciation. You know, don't just, you know, he's just started the question and you know the answer. You just stop him there and you just carry on with your own conversation. Don't do that. You know, inshallah, if you can let other people speak to you, inshallah, you know, when you're having a conversation, inshallah, you know, your character will get better, it'll beautify your personality, inshallah.
You know, Harun bhai mentioned about, you know, parents, and I got a buzurg ringing me just before Ramadan, and he was on the phone for nearly an hour. G.I. sahab, ji, Allah ta'ala rahim kara. And after 1 hour, he goes, Mishaka, I'm going to tell you that 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 I felt so emotional that why are your children not listening to you? All they want here is just someone to talk to. You know, you've got this person, you know, who's old now, but in the home, no one's giving him that attention. You know, astaghfirullah, they're there sitting alone while the family, even now, you know, if your parents are old and they're sitting in one room and you are watching us on Madani Channel, don't do that. Let them sit with you and let them watch Madani Channel
sadly,
as well.
Sadly, Hafiz, because, you know, when we were children, our parents, you know, when my children do it, even when they're babbling, they're not making sense.
Indeed.
You still don't let on, do you? You pretend that they are making sense. And it's a shame that, you know, when you're older and your parents want to say something and you don't give them the opportunity. And you know what Tawfiq bhai was saying was very beautiful, that there are different solutions to these problems, because there's obviously kind-heartedness towards parents, towards brothers and sisters generally in society, then giving in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, and generally, you know, qalbun salim, you know, the pure heart.
MashaAllah.
And it's a very difficult thing to achieve, and this is our mission in life, that we need to improve our condition to become better people in the heart.
MashaAllah.
You know, not fake it. Not do it for the sake of other people.
Yeah.
I know you want to carry on. I'm not going to let
no,
you.
No, don't worry
about it. I'm going to finish off. I have a very, very beautiful solution. You see, what it is, Hafsab, this problem of the heart is very complex. But for people, there are different solutions to different problems. Yeah? And you can kind of try the different things,
mm-hmm.
and they may work. But there's one solution that universally will change the condition of your heart. It's a very easy solution as well. But what it will do is it overrides everything. If you do it consistently, though, the key is consistency. If you consistently do it and you make it a habit, what it will do is it's like an all-encompassing solution.
MashaAllah.
And that solution is Durood-e Paak for Nabi Kareem.
SubhanAllah. MashaAllah. Beautiful words of wisdom, Harun bhai. As always, MashaAllah, we've got Mufti Qasim Sahib's package ready. Let's watch the package of Mufti Sahib.
Hadrat Muaz radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, أنه سأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن أفضل الإيمان قال أن تحب لله وتبغض لله وتعمل لسانك في ذكر الله قال وماذا يا رسول الله قال وأن تحب للناس ما تحب لنفسك وتكره لهم ما تكره لنفسك سيدنا معاذ رضي الله تعالى عنه narrated that he asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the best kind of iman. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered, it is that you love for Allah's sake and dislike for Allah's sake, and you engage your tongue in the remembrance of Allah. He asked, and what more, ya Rasulullah? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered, you should like for the people what you like for yourself, and you should dislike for them what you dislike for yourself. Hadith has been narrated in Musnad Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. Now look at the nature of this question. This question shows the mentality of Sahaba Ikram, the mindset of the companions of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What remained in their mind? What did they feel about their faith and the demands of the faith? His question was about the best quality of faith. Afdalil iman. Ya Rasulullah, what is the best quality of faith? What is the best deed of faith and iman? Sa'ala Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an afdalil iman. He asked the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the best quality of iman, about the best kind of iman. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered him, loving for the sake of Allah and disliking for the sake of Allah. The second question, Ya Rasulullah, what more? Means what is another quality, the best quality of iman? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered, "Tu'milu lisanaka fi dhikrillah." you should engage your tongue in the remembrance of Allah. Means your tongue should be busy and engaged in zikrullah, in the remembrance of Allah. Why? Because that is the fruit of the hearts of believers. Remembrance of Allah, zikrullah azza wa jal, that is the sweetness of our faith. That is the sweetness of our iman. Making mention the name of Allah and remembering the name of Allah, so that is the essence of our iman. And remembrance of Allah has a lot of excellences. As when we recite the Holy Quran, when we read the ahadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so how many excellences do we find about remembrance of Allah? In the Holy Quran, Allah azza wa jal has described the quality of intelligent people, ulil albab, the intelligent people. Allah azza wa jal described, alladhina yadhkuruna Allaha qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim. Surah Ali Imran, verse number 191. Those who remember Allah standing, sitting and lying down on their sides, they are beloved people to Allah. They are the beloved bondsmen in the court of Allah. Who remember Allah while standing and sitting and lying down on their beds. It means in every condition and in every state they remember Allah. And how can someone get this condition and this quality? When he remembers Allah in abundance, when he makes remembrance of Allah as his routine, as a part of his life, in morning, in evening, at day, at night, when he remembers Allah in abundance more and more, so then it becomes his routine to remember the name of Allah, to remember Allah Azza wa Jal while standing and sitting and lying down on the beds. As we see in the beautiful life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to remember Allah every time in standing, in sitting, and when he was lying down on his beds. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla has commanded the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to keep himself with those people who remember Allah morning, evening, as Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned in Surah Al-Kahf, verse number 28. Wasbir nafsaka ma'al ladina yad'una rabbahum bil ghadati wal 'ashi yuriduna wajha. O beloved Prophet, keep yourself patiently with those who call on their Lord morning and afternoon, seeking his pleasure. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being taught to keep himself with those people who remember Allah morning and evening. So what is the excellence and what is the greatness of those people who remember Allah azza wa jal morning and evening? Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being commanded to give his blessed company to those people. Why? Because they remember Allah morning, evening, forgetting the pleasure of Allah. For seeking the pleasure of Allah, yuriduna wajha. They seek wajh of Allah. They seek the pleasure of Allah. Then, even offering prayer. What is the main purpose of offering prayer? As for five prime prayers, what is the main purpose? Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned, wa aqimi salata li dhikri. Establish prayer for my remembrance. The main purpose behind offering first a nafal prayer is remembrance of Allah, because that is one kind of remembrance of Allah. To offer prayer, offering prayer is one kind of remembrance of Allah, because when we start our prayer, so from beginning till end, all the actions, all the recitations are the remembrance of Allah. Then we say Allahu Akbar, that is the remembrance of Allah. When we recite Sana Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, that is remembrance of Allah. When we recite Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, that is remembrance of Allah. When we recite any ayah and any surah from the Holy Quran, that is remembrance of Allah. When we say Allahu Akbar, when we say Subhana Rabbiyal Azeem, then Samiyallahu Liman Hamida, then Rabbana Lakal Hamd, then Allahu Akbar, then Subhana Rabbiyal Ala, then At-Tahiyyatu Lillahi. So from beginning till end, even the end of the prayer, Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullah, that is also containing the remembrance of Allah. So prayer from beginning till end, including all of his actions and recitations and words, are for the remembrance of Allah. So that's why Allah has mentioned it, wa aqimi salata li dhikri, and establish prayer for my remembrance. That is the greatness of remembrance of Almighty Allah. That is one of the best qualities of Iman. As Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, when Hazrat Muadh radiallahu ta'ala asked, Ya Rasulullah, what more? Means, what is another best quality of faith, of Iman? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered, An tu'mila lisanaka fi dhikrillah. You engage your tongue in remembrance of Allah. So if we have to get that quality, the best quality of faith, so then we have to engage our tongue in remembrance of Allah.
Some beautiful words of wisdom from Mufti Qasim Sahib, mashallah azawajal, as always. Tawfiq bhai, I want you to be, we've got a few minutes left, so last words to wrap this topic down about kindness. You know, we live in a society where there's non-Muslims around us. What would you say to people?
You know, especially if you live in an environment where there's people of different faiths around you, then people, they don't know the teachings of Islam. They know you.
Yes.
So when they look at you, they get the impression about what Islam is. So you've got a very good opportunity to bring them closer to Islam. At least give them the positive image of Islam. Mm. There's a very good chance that, you know, in majority of their life, I'm talking about the people of different faiths, they've built up with time a negative image about Islam due to various reasons. And so you need to somehow not just show them a good image, being nice and kind to them, but at the same time you need to be extra cautious that your character should be such that you want to remove their negativity to positivity.
Subhanallah.
You want to make them be aware that, look, whatever I've heard in media or on TV or whatever, that's fake, that's not true. You know, this is Islam in this person. And that will only happen, you know, if you're kind to them, if you're nice to them, if you're just with them. As a human being, we're talking about, as a human being, and with the intention to show, you know, the true image of Islam, to bring them closer.
MashaAllah.
You know, just few words of love, and then, you know, it will change the whole atmosphere.
Ji Harun bhai, your words of wisdom, last ones.
I said at the time of Hajjatul Wida, the scholars write that there were approximately 124,000 Sahaba Ikram, beautiful companions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and yet the ones that are buried and resting in Baqi Sharif and in other Arab Qabristans, in resting places, are very few. A lot of them travelled all over the world. One or two companions went to a country and changed the whole country. Why? Through what? What did they have? What were their means?
MashaAllah.
They didn't have money. They didn't have, you know, they didn't conquer them through, you know, armory and anything else. They conquered those countries through their beautiful character and their kindness.
There's a story about an alcoholic, and he was drunk, and, you know, he only had he saw a well and he was thirsty, so he went down the well to get some water for himself. As he was coming up again, he saw a dog, and the dog had his tongue out, you know, that I'm thirsty. So the person, he goes, how can I get water for this dog? So he goes down, he takes off his shoes and he fills his shoes with water, comes back and he gives that dog to water to drink. Because of that act of kindness to that dog, Allah forgave him. And there are so many stories like that as well, mashallah. Ji, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, we're coming to the closing minutes of our program today. Now, the panel guys, are you ready? There's going to be a word on the screen. Obviously, the word is not going to be in order. The words are going to be muddled up. So you need to find out what that word is. If you get stuck, let me know. We've only got about 3 minutes to get the right answer because we need to move on. G. Right. So if you just focus on the screen, G.
No, but you need to give us a clue. Is
okay,
it a personality?
The first, it's not a personality, it's a maqam, it's a place.
Ah.
It's a place.
Muzdalifa.
Subhanallah. You know, Harun bhai was saying, G, can we have the correct answer? Tawfiq bhai has got it straight away. Brilliant, mashallah. Subhanallah. You know, Tawfiq bhai, you know, in this lockdown, yeah, what I did was,
My nieces and nephews, mashallah, they're about the same age as me, really.
Very good.
But you know, they've got their kids as well. So the answer is Muzdalifah is near Arafat, is about 8 kilometers from Arafat, next to Mina. And every year, Hujjaj Kiram, mashallah,
they spend the night there.
They spend the whole night there. And look at that, you know, you have millionaires, billionaires, but they don't sleep, you know, in hotels, they sleep in the open air.
Allah.
Subhanallah.
That night is amazing.
Alhamdulillah, Azawajal. It is one of the wajibs of your Hajj. And alhamdulillah, sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And mashallah, we'll make dua that Allah ta'ala gives us all the ability to perform Hajj as well.
Amen.
So inshallah, my dear Islam brothers, the answer was Muzdalifah. One point to you, Harun Tawfiq Bhai. Mashallah, Jazakallah khairah, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel. Whatever you learned today, no doubt we talked about kindness. Such an important topic. Please pass this knowledge on to your family and your friends as well. And inshallah, take care of yourself. Sallu ala al-Habib.
صلى الله تعالى على محمد
صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم